The Optimist.
Hello. You're about to hear excerpts from an unfinished story I wrote in the early 1990s called Glass and Metal. For no particular reason, I've decided to present it in a read-along record format. Did you hear that? That's known as the Wilhelm Scream. The Wilhelm Scream is a familiar stock sound effect first used in 1951 for the film Distant Drums. It has been used in numerous films over the years, from Star Wars to The Empire Strikes Back. Every time you hear, turn the page of the read-along book that has not been provided to you. Are you ready? Let's begin!
Glass and Metal by Tom Pappalardo. I drive a 1981 two-tone blue Chevy Malibu Classic. I don't usually let other people in my car, and water leaks into the trunk so the bottom of my rear fenders are pretty rusted. The car has bad blind spots and a problem with the electrical system, but I think that's because I hooked up my realistic tape deck wrong. It doesn't run well in cold weather, the car or the tape deck. Even if I didn't have a realistic tape deck, my car would still have blind spots. I'm sitting in my 1981 two-tone blue Chevy Malibu Classic, stuck in Boston traffic, dead stop on Newbury Street. I've decided to get frustrated about sitting in traffic, even though I don't really care because I'm not really going anywhere in particular. I shift my car into park and lean on the horn, joining the chorus of anger. I look out my window and see a pile of plain spaghetti on the side of the road in the gutter. I look up, and a few cars away I swear I see Mark Wahlberg sitting in a black Mercedes convertible. I'm sure there's a connection between the two, but I cannot fathom what that connection might be. I roll down the passenger side window because it's stuffy as hell in the car and the AC doesn't work and the driver's side window won't roll down. Some sort of electrical problem. I look towards the intersection ahead of me and Mark Wahlberg and the pile of spaghetti, and I see a traffic cop, standing alone, arms at his sides, meeting the unblinking gaze of the cars before him with a shrug of defeat. There is nothing he can do. I'm in my 1981 two-tone blue Chevy Malibu Classic, and I have one of those adapter things so you can plug your Discman into the tape deck, so I'm listening to my Pixies Doolittle CD, and I come to a red light, and a really red Chevy Camaro pulls up next to me in the left lane, and some dude is driving, and he's pumping. I mean psychotically blasting. I don't know what it is. Def Leppard, or maybe Cinderella. I keep hearing the word love, but the song doesn't seem to be about love. And I keep hearing the word baby, but I think the song would scare most babies. I scream at the driver that I want to rip his head off and cram his stupid rearview mirror Playboy air freshener down his bleeding neck stump, but he doesn't hear me because the music's too loud and because my window still won't roll down because my car has some sort of electrical problem. My window ends up with a lot of spit on it, but I keep screaming anyway. And when the light turns green, I totally floor it. But the Camaro pulls away easily, and my 1981 two-tone blue Chevy Malibu Classic farts a blue cloud of exhaust, because not all Chevys are created equal. I don't even think he noticed I was there.
This is the end of Side A of Glass and Metal. Please flip your record over, where you will discover that Side B is blank. What an exciting read-along adventure!